What about something you could put on your finger if you had a little cut on your finger? It's a brown liquid that stings.
It'll be iodine, Curacao.
What about a real bitter medicine?
Be quinine.
And say if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he
died.
Any nicer ways of saying that?
Passed away.
What about a crude way of saying that?
Kicked the bucket.
Okay. And you'd say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from or what killed him.
Okay. And the place where people are buried is called a
graveyard. Graveyard.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Boot Hill.
Huh?
Boot Hill.
What's?
Boot Hill is where they're buried. He had be taken to Boot Hill.
That's a joking way of referring to it? Or?
Well, no, that's the Western way. It was always Boot Hill where the old Westerners were buried.
What would you call a big place now?
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in?
Casket.
What did they used to call it?
Pine box.
Okay. And you say, well, the ceremony at this cemetery is called a...
That's what I would call it, the ceremony or the funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, what would you say?
No, fine. I'd say, always say fine.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got...
arthritis.
Okay. And this is a disease children used to get. They'd get a really bad sore throat and they'd choke up in the night.
I don't know what it would be called. Some of them have sinus problems and some of them have just sore throat and ears. Crouping cough.
Well, this is something children would die from.
I don't know what.
Diphtheria?
Uh-huh. I've never been familiar with that. I don't know how it affects.
Well, they would have had vaccines for it. What about a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
Appendicitis or appendix, appendectomy.
Okay. What do people used to call that appendicitis, or do you ever hear an older term for that?
No.
And say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
vomit, or regurgitate, or upswallow.
Okay. Is upswallow a very...
Nah, it's just kind of jokingly, you know, upswallow.
Uh-huh.
You swallow it down, then you turn around and have to swallow it back up.
What about a really crude expression?
Puked.
Hmm?
Puked.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he was...
courting her.
Okay. Do people still use that expression?
Courting. Yeah, the older people do, or my age people do. Courting them up, but the young people call it going with them now. They go with them from the time they get 5 years old on. And back in the old days, when you're going with someone, that